the show on a Tuesday. It is lunchtime. And, you know, from time to time, we get to hang out with a great friend of mine and a great friend of beer everywhere. I'm talking about Alan Ward. He is our Beer Master General, Alan Ward of Brigadoon Brewery, joining us on the Smoothie King Hotline. Alan, how you doing, my brother?
I am doing great. Louie, how are you today?
I am most amazing, most phenomenal, fantastical. You know, the last time you and I talked, it was a big week because the whole beer to go was basically facing its death knell. Later on in that week, it needed to be added as an amendment. You were traveling to Austin. You were going to protest. You were chaining yourself to like a pole. And I heard all these stories and stuff. Well, from what I understand, if I read right, it did get added as an amendment, and you did not have to chain yourself to anything.
I did not have to chain myself to anything. Isn't that amazing? It would have been a keg and not a pole, but that's okay. We actually managed to, at the last minute, Representative Eddie Rodriguez introduced an amendment to the sunset bill, which will allow beer to go. It almost didn't pass. They had to have a bunch of procedural calls and everything, but long story short, after our big gasping breath, it's in the sunset addendum right now. That went to the Senate, and it went to a hearing this morning at 8 a.m., and they just did the preliminary requirements of reading the bill as received from the House. And then Thursday, they will discuss any of the amendments that the House added to it, and then they will either add or subtract amendments and reconcile those two bills. So right now, we're kind of holding our breath. Things look kind of like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. We hope it's not a train. But it looks like we may be able to get this done this year with the sunset bill. But what we need to have your listeners do is that they really want to have the same rights that every other citizen in every other state has in the United States. That's to be able to walk into a brewery and buy beer to take home with them or back to their state or country or city. Then they need to go ahead and contact their senator and let their senator know that they want this bill, this addendum inside the sunset bill to pass. And they can do that very, very simply. The craft pack has made it very easy. If you go to our webpage, brigadoonbrewery.com, that's BRIGADOON brewery.com, at the top there's a link there you can click on, and it will take you right to a page. And all you have to do, it's tough. Now, Louie, it's really, really hard. You got to know your name and where you live. Now, that's the hard part, you know, your name, where you live. And it will then add to you what you need to have as far as who your senator is, and it'll put who it is, and it'll actually push a button, and they will email your senator for you with a pre-made letter telling them that you want this added to the sunset bill. It's tough. Now, you got to know your name and where you live, and it'll find who your senator is for you and send it to them for you automatically.
I know where I live. It's the name part that can get tricky for me. I mean, I got the living part down. I know. I drive my car there daily. So if people would like to support Beer to Go, i.e., you want the right for you to buy beer anywhere in the state of Texas and, well, bring it back. You loved it. You want to bring back some for your friends, some for you. Every other state, all other 49, they already have that right. Maybe you just want to support other people's right. You don't drink beer yourself, but you sit there and go, man, that is stupid. And you think that we should have the right too. Go to brigadoonbrewery.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Brigadoonbrewery.com, and there's a link. And that's all you have to do is know how to click, okay? It's pretty freaking simple to support Beer to Go. So what is the timeline? When should we know how this is going to play out?
We'll know Thursday. Wow. I've not got a time yet Thursday. There'll be a hearing Thursday, and we should know how we'll come out of that Senate, whether we're going to go forward or not. Now, they'll reconcile the differences between the House and Senate portions of that, and they'll look at any addendums or additions or subtractions to that bill. And out of that committee, we will have a fairly good idea where we're going to stand on this. They've got to pass sunset. If they don't pass sunset, then we lose TABC. And before we get to this, so in yay, let's get rid of them. TABC is only a agency that enforces the state laws. That's all they do. And they get a bad rep sometimes. Their job is just to enforce what the state of Texas has said is legally required. So without the TABC, we will have who knows what. It'll be maybe a major chaos, and maybe everything, you couldn't do anything. You couldn't get any legal license to purchase or sell. So we need to have TABC in place. It does serve a purpose.
So, Alan, you and I have been talking about this Beer to Go like most of the year. And the one thing I've come to the conclusion of is this is tiring. This is hard work.
It is. It is a never-ending battle. And what we're battling is big money. There's people out there who don't want to have beer to go or anything else as far as individuals' rights to be able to do business in the state of Texas. And I won't name names, but there's some distributors out there.
Names.
No, there's some distributorships out there that don't want to have anything to do with anybody having any rights. And I'm not sure why they don't like it. We work with some distributors who are okay with it. They're for it. To me, Beer to Go allows free advertising. If you buy a beer at a brewery and take it home to your friends, then they want it, and they go to a store to buy it. That's going to be a distributor selling it. So I really couldn't tell you why they don't want to do that, but there are people out there who don't want to have that right, the same right everybody else has in the United States. It's kind of mind-boggling to me that they'd even be that way.
And a lot of time and a lot of effort equals a lot of people having to spend a lot of money to make this all happen, but we'll find out more on Thursday. Alan, what's the latest you got going on at Brigadoon Brewery, The Outpost?
Well, Brigadoon Brewery, The Outpost, hey, we've got a cooler working again because last weekend we lost our kegerator. It just said, nope, I'm not working. So the good news is we have 36-degree cooler now for our beer, so we'll be open this weekend, Friday and Saturday, to be back serving. But that's our biggest news. And we're in the process of getting our Pilsner. We did a test batch. It should be out in about 6 weeks. It went good going in the tank. So, yeah, that comes out. And that's our big things right there is our Pilsner coming out in about 6 weeks. And, just selling beer and working a beer to go.
And how can people find you? Where should they go for more information on Brigadoon Brewery, The Outpost?
Two ways to do that. You can go to our webpage, which is Brigadoon Brewery. It's Brigadoon Brewery.com. Or probably the most up-to-date is follow us on Facebook, and that's just Brigadoon Brewery. On Twitter, we are Brew School. And the Twitter and Facebook are, you know, as you know, they're updated a lot easier and faster than you can do on a webpage because it's instantaneous. That's probably the best way to do it. But either one's the way to follow us. We're looking forward to growing and having a good spring here. We're just ready to go forward.
You know, I don't know how other people spend their summer, but I spend mine drenched in beer because summertime – I make sure, I try and find new breweries I've not been to. And the way they crop up now, my God, do I have a selection every summer. I mean, every time I look up, there's two new breweries that popped up. And for people that have not been by Brigadoon Brewery, The Outpost, and you're located Pasadena, and they've got the San Jack Museum. They've got the Battleship Texas. There's other things in the area, places to eat on the way there and there. It's something they can make a day of. I'm just putting out as a recommendation because one of the things I think that's really cool for people that don't know you, Alan, and I do know you, you like to talk beer. And if they stop by, yes, they can enjoy amazing beer, but you will gladly have a conversation with them.
I have never been known to turn down a conversation about beer with anybody. We'll sit and talk till the cows come home, and we haven't got any cows, so that's going to be quite a while.
Yeah. I mean, so this summer, if you're having the time, if you do beer trips, I do beer trips all summer long, Brigadoon Brewery, The Outpost, put that on your schedule. Alan, where else are we going to find you around the state? Because I always know you're doing events. You're always out and around, not just there at the brewery.
Backfish is doing an event in Friendswood that's coming up on the, I don't know the date of that, the 18th, I believe it is, 2 weeks from this Saturday.
Two Saturdays from now.
Yep, we'll be there in League City, Friendswood area, doing a deal with Backfish. And then we're looking forward to maybe looking doing our little festival ourselves. We're still trying to work on details on that. And festivals are hard to put together. It's a big bunch of stuff has to come to me exactly right at the right time. But we'll get more information about that pretty soon.
So you're thinking about a fest? Oh, that's right. You mentioned it. And I'm hoping you can get somehow to be able to do it on the Battleship.
Yeah, that's we're working on that problem. That's going to be a complicated issue
on
several aspects.
Drunks falling off the ship would be the number one.
Yeah, that would be the number one problem with that one.
And it could be half fundraiser for the Battleship. God knows they need the money. I'm just saying, a lot of angles.
There is, and we're talking to them and see what we can do about that. It's got a lot of things going to work out as far as how that could look and making that happen. But yeah, it's a good fundraiser for them.
Oh, cool. And, fundraiser for them, somehow you can incorporate veterans, which you are one of them. If you don't mind sharing with people, because Bryan College Station, we are very pro-military and a great military tradition. For those that might not know you personally, I'm lucky enough to. You served in the military.
I did. I served in the United States Marine Corps for 3 years, and I got out of the Marine Corps and went into the United States Army and medically retired out of there and had a little small accident on the jump. But I enjoyed both branches and would have stayed in the Army forever if they had kept me.
But if you would have went in forever, you'd never be brewing beer.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Although I'm an old fart, you know, by this time I'd be retired by now.
Nah, you'd be one of those lifers. You'd be one of those crusty old dogs throwing boots at people and stuff.
Yeah, military made sense. You did a good service to your country. You're protecting those you love, and you get to enjoy just doing the right thing.
And for those at Brigadoon Brewery, a lot of your employees and a lot of your interns, because you do apprentices, very strong military backgrounds and connections.
We do. We have, I think everybody that works with us right now has a relative who has been in the military or, the brother, father, or son, daughter. I don't know if anybody in our group has done it. Somebody has served in the military. That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that before. I guess we all have somebody who has served in the military.
How have you not thought of that when I have?
You know, I just attract good people, mate.
Sorry.
You know, to me, it's just a way of life. It's nothing strange or different. But I attract people who are strong military background, I guess.
Well, as you know, I know military, not everyone's a good egg, but those that happen to be good people and have military in their history, that's a pretty good combination.
It is. It is. And you get caring people. You know, being in the military is not great. I know that. But most folks serve the military because they have a sense of honor and duty, and they learn ethics and they learn something. And me personally, I think everybody should serve some time in the military. Maybe in between high school and college, but I'll probably get in trouble for that for people. But that's just my opinion.
I once said I understood the concept of conscription, you know, making people do like 2 years men in the military. Some countries do that because that's how much I'm pro-military and understand what it can provide for each human.
I agree with you totally. And a good example of that as a non-hostile country is Switzerland. They require everybody, man and woman, to serve 2 years, and then they get out and go on about their way of life. So, you wouldn't think of Switzerland being a hostile military country, but every one of their people have served in the military.
And again, many lessons to be learned. Alan, real quick again, remind people where they can find you. They can find Brigadoon Brewery. And for those, we're talking about the Outpost. And before you know it, because with summer coming, summer, you already start planning. But the Texas Renaissance Festival, Brigadoon Brewery is located on the grounds of the Texas Renaissance Festival. And every weekend, Alan has all these different classes where you can brew yourself. He hosts the other craft breweries from around the state of Texas. And you can just have the best beer in all the fair at Brigadoon Brewery. And that's around the corner, too. So where can people find you and just everything again?
BrigadoonBrewery.com and on Facebook, Brigadoon Brewery. And on Twitter page, Brew School. And you're right, we are planning for Renaissance Festival right now, getting ready to go.
When do you start brewing for it? Because I know it's got to be actually soon, right?
We'll start brewing. We're looking at doing a special beer for the 45th anniversary this year. Probably going to do a Doppelbach. We're really going to probably get that in the tank fairly soon in the next month and a half. But we'll start brewing for fair in the July.
Okay, in the July.
Place set up. Yeah, well, and, you know, October starts it, so that's, you know, 2 months out. We need to get a Black Flag and tanks to store because we'll go through a ton of it.
I just got thirsty just hearing you say Black Flag. Alan, thank you always. Best of luck with Beer to Go. Thank you, brother. And dude, I can't wait to see you soon. My spring's wrapping up. My first plan is to come down and visit.
We're waiting for you. Have a beer on the bar for you.
Be good, brother. Talk to you.
Bye.
Alan Ward of Brigadoon Brewery hanging out with us on the Smoothie King Hotline every Friday at Smoothie King. Every Friday. $5 medium smoothies at both Smoothie King locations.